A Denver company called Transwest Express has been working on a 725-mile, $3 billion electric transmission line for years. One of its potential customers is the Blue Castle Nuclear Power Plant near Green River that has been proposed by a former state legislator. Roxanne Peruso, vice president and general counsel for Transwest, said a bill pending in the Senate would force her company to ink a deal with Blue Castle and other Utah companies.
It's as if you were building an apartment building and the legislature came and told you that before you could get a permit to build it, you were going to have to enter into an agreement with another company to satisfy any need they have now or in the future for apartments. And now they have you over a barrel.
Transwest says House Bill 44 is unconstitutional and it will sue the state if it passes. Transwest also says if the bill's enacted, it might have to scrap the investor-funded project altogether. Meanwhile, backers of the proposed nuclear power plant and two solar projects in Utah say the transmission line ought to benefit Utah since it crosses Utah on its route between Sinclair, Wyoming, and Las Vegas, Nevada. Blue Castle's president, Aaron Tilton, says the bill is needed to protect Utah power companies.
If our projects, the two solar projects and ours, were located in Wyoming, we would have no problem because we would have access already to the system because there would be an interconnection there. But because we're located in Utah, we have no access, and we don't think that that's right.
The bill has been so controversial that the opposing sides have had nearly two dozen lobbyists working on it. It was not clear Wednesday whether HB 44 can win passage before the session gavels to a close on Thursday night. Judy Fays, KUER News.